John, tag, you're supposed to run after me after I touch you. You can't. That's not how tag works, the way you're playing.
It's a regional thing. I'm playing Midwestern rules.
Oh, I should have known that. Okay, yeah. My bad. Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, speaking of, Dave, you know, with Memorial Day coming up,
I'm guessing you're
probably getting ready for plenty of fun days in the sun.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I right?
First, I have to learn these rules for tag. But, yes, everyone knows this, John. Everyone knows that time in the sun is best enjoyed with a pair of shades that you don't have to baby.
Oh, yeah.
Knockaround is the original affordable sunglasses company, and they've got just what you need for Memorial Day weekend, MDW, for those of us who celebrate all year, and all the way through summertime.
They do. And with over 20 different frame styles, there's something for the whole family, including tons for kids.
So, whether you're looking to rock a pair of red, white, and blue shades for the big weekend, or just to restock your collection before summer gets here, Knockaround has you covered.
Now, Dave.
Yeah.
Did you know that all their lenses have UV 400 protection, which is basically like sunscreen for your eyeballs?
Oh, man. And I've put copper tone just right on the old ojos, and it burns. It is burning still to this day.
Yeah, well, you keep putting it on.
Well, it's a habit. With polarized adult pairs starting at $28, you can get a few pairs to leave in your car, toss in your beach bag, or lend to a friend in need.
You know, Dave, where I come from, Memorial Day weekend means it's race day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
oh,
there's no more important place to have some shades than outside at the track.
Oh, yeah.
If you've heard me say that once, you've heard me say that a million
it's
times.
It's on your front yard.
I think I might actually just buy a pair of Knockarounds in that color.
Yeah.
Like in the color of each car, actually.
Yeah.
And it's switching back and forth based on who's leading the race.
Love that. That's one of the best ideas you've ever had.
So listen, Dadville fans, take that idea and run with it. Also, don't be the one squinting through family beach days or trips to the park. Go to knockaround.com and use the promo code DADVILLE15 for 15% off your order.
That's DADVILLE15 for 15% off your order at knockaround.com.
I just said that.
Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Amy and John McLaughlin.
That's me.
Johnny. The fastest man on land, but not water, Johnny.
It's actually not really true. It's kind of, I'm faster in water.
I just went with my heart. And sometimes you don't
I just don't want you to mislead the people.
No, okay. John, speaking of being fast on land and water, taking care of your health, stay with me, isn't always easy, but it should at least, if nothing else, be simple. That's why for the last few years, Johnny, you and I have been drinking AG1 every day.
No exceptions. Yep.
It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes us feel energized, focused, and ready to take on
the day. I'm ready to attack the day, you know?
Yeah.
It's because, Dave, each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre- and probiotics, and more. It's like a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple.
Johnny, would you make like a stand-up comic and humor me? Why do you personally trust AG1 to support your whole body health?
Dave, I can't say this enough. It's because with AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, nutrients, and whole foods. Right? I like to think of it as kind of like nutritional insurance. You know how much I love insurance.
Yeah, you may be honest.
I know I'm covering my nutritional bases right from the start of the day. Now, Dave, let me ask you a question.
Come on, Johnny.
Okay? At this point in your life, what makes AG1 an essential part of your routine?
John, I practiced this for a week and a half straight, so here we go. A few years ago, I noticed I needed more nutrient support than I used to, okay?
I remember.
Especially when I'm on the road or when I was playing with my kids or showing them, by example, how to become a world-class athlete. That is neither here nor there.
Sure.
AG1 covers my bases, sports analogy, with high-quality ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and whole food-sourced nutrients. I know if I drink it daily, I'm going to feel that extra boost.
Mm-hmm. If there's one product we had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1.
Gosh, of course.
And that's why we've partnered with them for so long.
So, if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 new, and 5 free AG1 travel packs. How many places can you go with those, John?
You could go to 3 places, but 2 of them you could go twice.
that math doesn't work. With your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/dadvil. That's drinkag1.com/dadvil. Check it out.
Check it.
Hey, we've started.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. No, okay. Don't stop. I mean, I just wanted to...
No. Put the real me
full
away.
Full disclosure.
Bring out podcast.
Full disclosure. So, by context, listeners may have already figured this out.
Yeah.
Also, by just reading what the episode's called.
That's true.
That's going to be
they
the first.
They probably saw our post as
yeah.
well.
But this one, guys, this is a real treat. This is...
Are you nervous?
I'm terrified. Because
let me tell you something. I'm not nervous.
Oh.
I'm in the guest chair.
Yeah, you don't...
I'm like... This is your show, Dave.
Well, now I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
Because you say it.
Any lag, any awkward pause, okay. That's not my fault. You're
okay.
Running the show.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Wow, Amy just gave me sort of a mean look, too. as you can tell, we have got one of the first couples, half first couple.
Yeah.
Born.
First founder, one of the first founding couples.
Couples of Dadville. That's
yeah.
right.
There we go.
Here with us today, and guys, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, I'm really excited about this. So we have Amy and John with us, McLaughlin, just to finish that thought out. I realized looking at these questions, I don't know a lot of this.
Ooh,
I
same.
Was like,
I don't even know the questions.
Same.
So there's
these are, a
there's
lot of
four
these are
sections,
questions
math, science.
Oh no,
we do a little bit of history, okay. And then we're gonna record y'all doing some athletic feats.
Okay.
But
okay.
They'll just hear kind of the...
And then know. Athletic Greens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quick shout out. You
should probably do Athletic Greens beforehand.
That's true. So I want to start where we've been start. First of all, how is everybody?
Great.
Great. Today has actually been
the sun's
a really,
out. It's like a spring
really
day.
Great day.
Your guns
yeah,
are
it,
out too.
It feels like... Thank hang you. On, I'll get them out more. It feels like the first day of spring.
It's
even
it's,
though
yeah.
it's not the first
for,
day
for the
of spring.
Record, it's a unbelievably mild... Winter
yeah.
day. It's like, what, 60 degrees yeah. outside?
And sunny.
Mm. Oh, man.
People are wearing shorts.
I had that first, I was walking Lolly yesterday at like 7:15.
Ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is your dog.
Please don't tell Annie. It's just, that's all we do is we just walk. And I sort of push her along. It's she asks me, I don't know, it feels like ministry, but also sort of ministry I shouldn't be doing. And I had a thought. I was like, this feels like those magical... Mm-hmm. March, early mm-hmm. April, late March afternoons where it's like just starting to, you know, warm up a little bit, but
yeah.
it's still got a little cold.
The hope.
And then I realized, like,
to
let that
back into
well,
life.
And then it crushed because I was like, Dave, it's February 1st.
I know.
But at least we get a little break.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
That snow was. Nashville's not made for snow. A week of snow for us is
good. It's
potentially
perfect.
Crippling.
Tell you what, those first 48 hours, though,
magic.
They were awesome.
You know what I thought about the other day? How fun that game night was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
tradition.
Gosh, that was fun.
Every
it was
snow.
So fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me and everybody, mm-hmm. as John put it so cutely in here, what's the meet cute? How did you guys meet?
I feel like
when y'all were really young, because y'all knew each other in high school.
I was super, super young.
How old were you?
First time I laid eyes on Amy Sebastian.
There. Yeah.
14.
Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh. So I was
22.
16. I am older, but not that much older. So I was a junior when he was a freshman.
Uh-huh.
So that was the first time that
Highland High School,
mm-hmm.
Anderson, Indiana.
So,
RIP, not the town, but the school. The school is no longer there.
It's there.
Town,
it's
the
just
school.
Now the middle school.
Right. But Highland High School
right.
is
it's
not
there
anymore.
Right, right, right. I moved from Dayton, Ohio,
uh-huh.
my freshman year, to Anderson, Indiana.
Not
little did
her
you know
year,
you would be dating that guy later.
Come on.
Let's end it there. I'm not going to be
We've
that
got some titles
sorry,
for the
I'm
episode
just
already.
Dayton.
She moved in the middle of her freshman year.
I just celebrated my 28-year anniversary from the day I moved.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I know that because I met my friend Kirsten Elliot,
shout out.
That day.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that you remember that. So you know, you sit across the basketball
well, I mean,
court.
This is technically the first time that we, because we went to the same school, but we didn't start our story as a couple doesn't start until
a lot later.
How many years later? 8 years later?
Yeah.
So my, Oh, wow. I didn't know.
7 years later, I think, because I was 21. Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I didn't know it was that late. But again, y'all knew each other that whole time.
But we weren't,
knew of each
we
other.
We weren't friends.
Yeah.
But I knew of him. Some of his best friends played soccer. I played soccer. Some of my best friends were in singers, and he was in singers. So we like.
It's a show choir.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Show choir. And
I thought at first you said some of my best friends were singers, and he was a singer. Yeah. I was like, I just like that that's something you would tell people. So I'm a singer. I don't know. If
just kind of street corners and alleyways back then.
Listen, you find a good stairwell, it's game over.
The library had a pretty good stairwell. As we're on Thursdays.
I had friends who were singers. He was a singer. So, I mean, obviously they're going to hang out and sing.
So,
that's like an acapella. Was it acapella or a
show
choir?
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like they're dancing.
I mean, okay. We could do acapella work.
Yeah.
But we also did rhythmic
work.
And when I moved from Ohio, no one was in show choir. It was like.
You didn't know any singers in Ohio.
No, no singers. No, no one's singers. Singing. And then I come and it's like
phenomenon.
Glee. It's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh.
Wait, for real. Like it was
for real.
Like that high school was kind of like a lot of people who sang or just, I guess the choir,
well, it was like
the choir thing.
You would like Amy's experience coming from the outside and coming to the school and seeing the show choir. You would naturally, it was natural for you to be like, well, that's kind of, I mean, like the cool kids aren't doing that. Right.
You're not
like,
show choir.
No. This is cool.
Like
I mean, at least that's what we thought.
Yeah, and there's
it was a big deal.
Did you ever do it?
No.
Okay.
But I loved watching. I mean, they were like doing flips and like
oh geez,
really dancing. It wasn't just
so.
Like,
it really was like Glee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like athletic singing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It was so fun. Anyway,
y'all are still married, which is what's y'all still got married, which is the coolest part of that story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was still attracted to that.
You were still attracted to
still
that.
Hope. But I'm a freshman and she's a junior in high school, I mean, you got to remember, like, that felt like,
oh,
she's an adult.
100
she probably
years
has
older.
Her own apartment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I, you know, I'm still like being spoon fed by my parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. That's what it felt. I mean, it
that's
did.
What it felt
he felt
like.
Very young.
Those years, it is funny because if you have a girl that's old, especially as a guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a girl you have a crush on that's older than you, it's like you just assume she hangs out with your mom. Like, it
right.
just feels like we are light years apart mm-hmm. in age.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So it wasn't until, so fast forward to my third year in college, Amy.
It's fifth year.
Fifth year of college.
Okay. I didn't know you had a doctorate.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm Dr. Amy.
And
Dr. Amy.
And, I mean, it's such a there's such a longer version of this.
But I'm so I always say I'm so thankful for that time because I didn't feel like some of the guys I played soccer with who were his best friends, I loved like they were my brothers. Like they're young, like I just viewed them as younger brothers. And he was never in that camp, you know. Like
had I had any soccer talent,
you would have been another.
You wouldn't have
friend.
Seen me as the masculine.
Right.
Singer.
Girl. Singer that I am. You would have put me in that
yeah,
like younger
and,
brother
and I'm just,
category.
We're painting, yeah. Like, we knew each other, but we weren't friends. I didn't think of him that way. He dated one of my friends in college. I had a boyfriend in college. We were not.
That was not at all on the.
No,
on the, yeah.
not at all.
Okay.
For
okay.
her. At any moment.
She's speaking.
At any moment, I would have been down.
You were poised.
To date Amy Sebastian.
You were on the starting line.
Absolutely.
In the position. Ready
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
mean, he's
so did you kind of have a crush on her that whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did. Wow.
Yeah. Because my first entry into who is this girl, Amy Sebastian, it was from my friends who were like, because she's good at soccer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And she came from the school play. That had like, just in the girls program, they had three different teams.
Yeah, like freshman, JV, varsity.
Good I mean, they night. Were like legit. So she's good. She's been playing soccer for a long time. She comes to
it's like a
Anderson
movie.
Yeah, it's like a Disney movie, like a Bad News Bears movie or something like that. And we just got we have one team. We don't even have a field
with a couple of guys that look like girls on the team. Just
it's a co-ed team.
It's
a co-ed team.
It was a co-ed team because Amy was there.
Oh, at the school.
Yeah.
But she's like starting on the – she's starting. Oh, she's like playing well.
I did not know this.
Dave, so you knew it. I bet you did.
I'm like, there's this hot girl coming in.
At least you're
Dayton.
Like, I hope it's a girl. I mean, she's on the guys' team. Yeah. I could be reading
the
this wrong.
Team.
Right. That's true.
He's got long hair. I don't know.
So anyway, so then, yeah, my junior year, Amy's fifth year, and it was me and four other guys. We lived off campus, and we lived in.
Now, just I want to make clear, y'all have been at school together, though. Mm-hmm. Like, while not dating, y'all were at school that whole time. College for y'all was together. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yep.
And we would see each other every now and then. But we're not, like, stopping to chat. We'd just be like, I'd probably be like, oh, there's John. But I wouldn't chat with him.
And there's he's not at all a thought for you.
Not yet.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, let's not dwell on that. But
no, but I love that part because it really wasn't until, like, the summer before that I saw him driving around town. And I just had a moment where I was like, oh, there's John. And I had never, like,
you were
thought.
You like, there's John.
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh, there's John.
Once those frosted tips had grown out.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
you could be an adult.
Okay.
No, and then all of my friends had graduated. You know, it's my fifth year. And so I'm feeling a little, like, alone. Like, I don't know a lot of people on the campus. And we have we go to a small school. So I'm like, I know a few people, but I don't, like, my core friends had moved on.
Yeah.
And so he was a familiar face those first, like, few weeks, months of my fifth year. And so we would, like, run into each other and, like, stand in line together and we would just, like, chit chat.
Yeah.
And then I found myself like, oh, I can't wait to run into John again. Or I can't wait to see him.
And it's like, hold on.
What are you going to say?
I just love stand in lines together. If there was a line, it was weird. John and I would just, naturally queue up.
That was kind of our thing.
But it was.
Concerts, sports tickets. We didn't even know where we were going. But if there was a line.
Collect old American Girl dolls, love lines.
You know what? I do want to say as a small aside, you saying that, Amy, makes me remember we did, Micah and I, a couple of our friends at MTSU, did like another half semester. So we did four and a half years.
Yeah.
And it is, I mean, you know, this is a whole other conversation, but just to your point about you connecting in that season.
Yeah.
It is a really jarring experience because, like, you know, and I had probably, you know, Micah was still there. He was starting to work at Lifeway downtown Nashville. So he was commuting a lot. But I remember maybe for the first time in my life, real feelings of, like, loneliness. Mm-hmm. Like, because I've always just had friends. Like, that's just my personality. Like you. I feel like that's something I see so similar in both of us. And it was kind of the first time where it was like, Micah would be gone because I think he worked 3 days a week at that time. And, you know, we were always hanging out and we had a bunch of friends, but, like, a bunch of those friends had kind of gone.
Right, graduated.
We were sort of there for those 3 or 4 months. He was gone a lot of times. And while I had a bunch of younger friends I was still really close to, it just, I don't know, it was like.
Yeah, you get it.
It just was, yeah. And so
the experience of your freshman year, like in a dorm.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then your last year in college. Is so different.
So it feels like a ripe field for that kind of relationship,
really,
or any
was.
Kind of relationship, but that where you're kind of
anyone
like
anyone out there listening who's had like a long standing crush on a girl, just wait it out.
Stay,
make sure she does it.
And you'll be there waiting.
It wasn't that.
Change your majors. Just keep changing your majors. But I do think it would give you some impetus to with someone who, you know, 2 years ago had been like, oh, there's John. Suddenly you're like, yeah, like, it'd be fun to maybe hang out with him for a minute. I got nothing else going. You know what I mean? It's like there's a chance to really connect.
And that's how it started. And then I was like, oh, I want to now run into him. And, like, I'm like looking for him now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Johnny, 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 John, Johnny, watch him kick all the bad people in the face. John, I can't find my teen study Bible anywhere. Okay? Have you seen? Wait. John, you haven't.
Yeah.
I guess you haven't gotten to the part with thou shalt not steal.
I mean, know.
Gracious.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me, because forgiveness is a big part of this book. I just love reading it so much.
Okay, fine. But John, the Teen Study Bible has sold over 4 million copies.
Ooh.
I think you could probably find one and make it 4 million and one.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll get one.
Okay.
You know why?
Because
this Teen Study Bible, it's that good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't put it down.
Yeah.
As a parent, I'm loving it.
You're right, John. The Teen Study Bible is a classic. It comes in updated editions, now available in the NIV, the KJ, as we call it on the street, the King James, in the NKJ, as we call it in the back streets, the New King James Version.
The Teen Study Bible is great because it helps teens discover how God's truths relate to their lives today and helps them apply God's word to issues they face like bullying, depression, peer pressure, and stress.
You'll also find notes, articles, book intros, character profiles, Q&As, and more, offering the knowledge, strength, and clarity to navigate life's challenges with Scripture as your guide.
Find out more about the Teen Study Bible and order your copy today at amazon.com/teenstudybible.
Dave. John, we all love summer, and our kids especially love summer, but we lose that consistent schedule of when kids are in school, and that can create some summer childcare problems.
You know what? Thankfully, though, Dave, there's a solution.
What?
Windy. That's W-Y-N-D-Y. Listen, it's an app that connects families to college student nannies literally in minutes. These nannies are background checked, interviewed, and honestly, just awesome, Dave.
That's right, John. And Windy has been around for 7 years and has been used by over 20,000 families. There are hundreds of qualified college student nannies on Windy near you, working full or part-time.
All you have to do is go to windy.com/dadville to start searching for a nanny. And as a special offer, they're going to knock off $50 off your search if you go through that link. Windy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies and no ongoing fees.
Okay, so here's how it works. Go to windy.com/dadville to start your search. A Windy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. You can choose the one you like.
Get started now, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summer.
That's right.
Go to wyndy.com/dadville. So, at our school, there were these things. I hope they still do it. They do these things called roommate dates, where
room dates. They missed that one. That's an easy one.
Yeah, it started in the actual dorms, where like your entire floor would go out on a date, and you would
How
ask
many people
somebody.
Is that? Oh, okay. You'd still kind of pair off inside of that floor.
No,
like if you and I were roommates and we lived in Dunn Hall.
Okay.
Like third floor Dunn Hall on Saturday, whatever date, it's a roommate date. We're all going down to Indianapolis and we're whatever, going ice skating. So I would ask somebody for you. You would ask somebody for me.
Oh my gosh.
So it was just super fun.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. But remember, we go to a small school.
There's like 2,000 kids.
Yeah.
And so, and there's a girls dorm, boys dorm. There's not no like co.
Yeah.
So when y'all did that, it would just be all the guys
right.
then asking girls for the guys. It wouldn't
right.
be like your floor on your dorm asked you your floor on your dorm out.
I don't know.
I don't think that ever happened.
Okay. Maybe they do, but that's not the norm.
But it had an air of like, this is just kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not like
romantically
necessarily
leaning.
Romantic. Or, you know, like it had that kind of vibe to it. It could go either way.
Right. But I remember my freshman year, it's like, ask this person. Like, also was.
It was sort of like a formal.
It could be romantic, but it could totally not be romantic. So anyway,
who was your roommate, by the way?
Well, at this time, I was living in it's crazy because my piano professor at the time, Dr. Freeling, went on sabbatical and like went traveling through Europe.
Jeez.
And he had this beautiful old house downtown that he was like, hey, why don't you find four other guys and you guys can live in my house?
Not
smart. Come to find out he knew he's never going to move back into that house. So
that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Because this house was beautiful.
Beautiful. And it was, you know, he left it fully furnished at three pianos in this house.
Oh my gosh.
Like nice. We always call it Victorian. I don't know.
They
if
named
it's actually,
the house.
It's called Victoria.
Victoria, because...
House. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
but I mean, like, nice crystal glassware everywhere. I mean, like, it's nice.
Wow.
It was super... Like, five college guys have no business living in this house. So we were like, we should do a roommate date in this house. And, like, quote unquote, hire like a friend of ours to be the butler. We'll hire a friend of ours, this guy who was older. He was in the graduate seminary program, who's supposed to be a really good cook. He came over and cooked.
And he was an amazing cook.
Yeah. My friend Jay Rouse had a really nice car. And we're like, we'll have like a driver go and pick the girls up.
Oh, I love
like, we'll
that.
We'll all wear tuxes, you know. Like, we went full out for this roommate date.
That's so cute. They like, in campus mail, they had like handwritten these invitations and they burnt the edges. How so cute amazing. Is this?
I mean, we had house
so
multiple
house meetings.
So if it
needed to be
meetings,
a treasure map, it could be.
It could be.
That's what I liked about that.
If the night pivots. Yeah.
If you hold it up to a candle, you'll see through the parchment.
So we would have, you know, all the guys could like give a couple names to all the other guys. And
oh,
then the other four would pick.
Oh, that is
who they
really
were
interesting.
Ask. So, of course, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I want Amy to be my date. But I can't overstate how, like, I wouldn't even say it out loud because I'm like, it's so ridiculous. Like, Amy is never going to
I love this so
think
much.
Of me as an actual man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. I felt like I was still like that tiny little 14-year-old just got his braces off, you know? And so I gave Amy's name and two other girls' names. And every couple of days I would like ask one of the guys, I'd be like, did you ask anybody yet? And they would, like if I ran into Amy and maybe we walked past.
In
she
the
didn't
line.
See
we
me
were in the line.
Like that.
I was going to say, or what line were you in? Yeah.
If I felt like the interaction didn't go well or if she didn't see me or something like that, I'd get home and I'd be like, hey, take Amy off the list. just take her off the list.
I love that so
And then
much.
I would see her the next week, and we'd have a really good line session. And then I would go home, and I'd be like, you can put Amy back on the list. Have you asked anybody yet? Okay, put Amy Sebastian back on the list. So anyway, they end up asking Amy.
I love
Amy,
that so much.
And that night was...
It was amazing.
It could not have gone better.
Right. The roommate date, they pick, you know... they tell you it's a black tie affair, so dress up. And so... We eat.
I mean, random question, but you probably rented, or did y'all have, I mean, like in college, I don't even
it's
know
not
if
black,
my girlfriends
it's not black
would
tie.
Have had.
No, it was like a, it
was I was
like
wearing
a,
like a
cocktail.
Tie. Yeah,
just a dress.
Cocktail.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the guys was in a tux though. Mm. Josh
okay.
Collins.
Okay.
So only, he was the only one who had a tux. That's why he was in a
But
tux.
Just fancy. Fancy. Needed to be fancy.
Fancy. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the night. Was amazing. It went so great.
So great.
It was one of the best nights of my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're eating. Then we go and dance. We have dessert out on this like patio. We go back and dance some more. And it felt very much like we're the only ones that are like really wanting
this. Of the other.
People.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah,
else
yeah.
seems
yeah.
like.
At one point, everyone had gone upstairs to watch the end of like the World Series. Mm-hmm. And we're the only ones downstairs dancing. Because I'm like, I couldn't even name a baseball
that
player.
That is so sweet.
I don't care about the World Series. Even if I was the baseball's biggest fan, I don't care about baseball right now in this moment.
But you had always loved hockey, specifically tonsil hockey.
Tonsil hockey. That's so where I'm going.
Like, I'll tell you one sport
I'm
doing.
I'm headed straight for the Stanley Cup.
Stanley
Cup. So anyway. So
no, none
that
of that
night,
was happening. And so it's like we're dancing and then all of a sudden they're like, all right. Midnight, we made a pact that no matter how well it's going, we're taking everyone home.
So everybody takes their dates home. We give them a rose, take them home. There's a much longer version that we'll kind of skip here. But like it took us a little while because I just couldn't get it in my head. That even though that date went so great, it's still a roommate date. I'm still John McLaughlin. She's still Amy Sebastian. Like, this is just no way. I didn't like ask for her phone number afterward.
Yeah. And I'm thinking like, I'm definitely flirting. Like he knows.
Oh, okay. During that night, you're like, I'm putting it out there.
Yeah,
like, hey,
I'm wanting
I'm
to
interested.
Stay and dance. And I'm very much like
yeah. interested.
For sure. You know, I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But when we leave, he doesn't ask for my number. And some roommate dates are just like that. It's
yeah,
just
yeah.
a hang.
Yeah, yeah.
So I left that night.
Like, huh, that's weird.
Yeah. Like not knowing how he felt. So it took a little minute.
So what got you to where y'all actually went out, like, officially the first time?
It was, long story short, it was almost a week later, because this was in October, mm-hmm. and then in November 13th, 2003, that was when we'd gone to dinner. Mm-hmm. I went to dinner with Amy and her family, and then I left my phone in her car.
Smart move.
So I came back, and we ended up, you know, hanging out and telling each other that we liked each other.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, from there, it was just, then it's off to the races.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just, so. It's so,
and
I mean.
Her feet haven't touched the ground since.
Let me tell you. I appreciate that about when you're together, you're always holding her up.
Yeah.
Which feels like a weird.
Just to remember how much you love me.
Her foot saved you, too. Being a soccer player.
Mm. Yeah.
It matters. She needs to be ready for any game. So, if we go from Dayton to marriage.
Oh. Ooh.
Guys, it's not my first podcast.
You make it look so easy.
So you got married how many years ago? Are y'all 18 years? Y'all are like us, right? Are you 19?
I think we'll be 18, right?
We got married April
8th, 2006. Yeah, okay. So next question. How is marriage what you thought it would be, and how is it not what you thought it would be?
It's funny. I know the questions, and I'm like, oh, that's a good
question.
I haven't thought about that. I would say, I mean, I think it's one of my favorite things about marriage is that you just can't, like, I think back on April 8th, 2006, and I'm like, we just didn't even know each other, you know? Mm. Like, not in a, we didn't know what we were doing, but we knew what we were doing as much as you can know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, here we are, you know, 20 plus years later, counting the dating years, and we just know each other on such a deeper level that you just can't even predict what that's going to feel like, you know?
Yeah.
And I hope that in 20 years, I look back on 2024 and be like, I remember talking about how deep we knew each other, and I couldn't even fathom the depth that we would go to. You know.
I hope. So is that what you didn't know, or what it was the question?
That's what I didn't.
How is it what you thought and not what you thought? Mm-hmm. Marriage.
I mean, it's kind of like what I didn't know that it was going to feel like this, you know what I mean? I just didn't know the level of companionship that we would have. I don't know. I think if I'm really honest, I mean, it sounds so cheesy to say, but it's like, I don't know that I would have thought that it would be this good this far in, you know? Yeah, I think there was a little part of me that's like, you got the fire in the beginning, but it's going to settle down and it's going to be work. Because you know, like we say all the time, like when we were getting married, so many people talk about the work that it is, and it definitely is work, and you got to work at it. And I think it's good to kind of lean on that mentality, maybe. Yeah. But we love telling people just like it's also just the best.
Yeah.
You know, I think people don't. It doesn't get talked about in a celebratory way.
That's true. No, I think that's very fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all of this is just, it's just easy to be married to Amy.
Aw. I think, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I wonder if y'all feel this way. Even if you find a couple who's been married for 30, 40 years, whatever, when they say, guys, it just gets better. There's a part of me, even just naturally, I'm like, oh, this is that couple. That you're like, okay, great, man. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's push them out into the sea and we'll never see them again. But you know what I mean? Because it just feels like.
We don't need you here.
Yeah. Like you're not a help to anyone at this point. You know what I mean, though? It's funny that you made a great point. It's like there's something about our culture, just being humans or whatever, that you just kind of think, no, it's much more realistic when someone's like, man, it's really great, but it's hard. And you're like, okay, I trust this guy. Than people who are like, no, it's great. It's hard, but it's just something about that. I don't know.
Yeah. And we would always say people would be like, it's after the first year, it's going to be hard. Like, I think we kept waiting. When is it going to be hard? Like hard.
Yeah.
And I feel like, once kids came, it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
and more just like finding time to talk and communicate. And what I think what's so hard is when we're so frustrated with one of the girls throwing a fit or something, not to snap at each other. I mean, that, I mean, that's just so hard not to take it out on the person. But I think just having him to like talk about parenting stuff and like just to really like go on our walks and really just hash out like how we're feeling about this with one of the girls or what should we do. And, you know, I just feel like I think I hope to have that in a partner and like, you know, a husband, but just to really feel like we're both in it so deep, you know, and like we both love them so much. And like, you know, I don't know. It's like being on the same team as like, we're both so annoyed at them. And then at the end of the night, we love them. Yeah. Like you can't be that with anyone else because no one loves them like you. And
yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah.
So just so thankful to have that person that we can like roll our eyes at or like laugh or have inside jokes about parenting. And I don't even know if I answered it right, but that's what I'm thinking about in the moment. Just, I didn't realize that part of marriage, like how much I would want and need that. Because I think I went into it like, oh, we'll have a great marriage. I don't know. I think I was more optimistic. Mm. And I think maybe that's just my personality. I'm more thinking like, oh, yeah, we're going to, it's going to be great.
And I think I was more pessimistic.
Yeah.
I think anytime we would have a fight, I would go all big picture.
Yeah.
Existential.
And
Amy'd be like, what are you talking about? The fight we just had, it's over. And I'm like, yeah, but why?
You're like, we're over? No. The fight.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I had kind of I think I still do to some degree have that mentality of like, at some point, there's going to come a day where that dark day that you dread, where it's like, oh, she doesn't love me anymore. Mm. Or like, we're not, you know, I don't feel connected anymore, whatever. I think that I tend to operate out of that. Like it's coming. So in order to stave that off, we have to like, and after this fight, we got to go existential and be like, okay, what are we doing? How can we avoid that?
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm like, what? Of course we're going to fight.
You're like, I'm sorry, what are we getting for dinner in a minute? Because I'm starving.
Yeah, Amy is definitely, you're much more, it's much cleaner. And like, you're like, I said what I needed to say.
Right.
Did you hear me? Okay, we're done.
And I'm kind of like, well, yeah, of course we're going to be annoyed at each other and mad at each other. Right. It's just, we're two different humans. I do think that's another thing about marriage that I didn't know.
Huh.
Is really, and I love it now, but it's still hard, like really learning who John is and how we are so different and being okay with that. Not really trying to change him to what I want him to be.
Yeah.
But really be like, okay. I mean, he helps me see things so differently. I think I used to be scared of that.
Hmm.
But now I really welcome it and think, okay, like let's. And so I think really wanting to like see how he views the world, how he views God, how he views his music, you know, I think it's just been like a really, like I want to learn everything about him and instead of being scared that we're different in ways.
You know, it's funny. One of the counselors that Annie and I have seen, and I did say one of the, he said, you know, the beginning of almost every couple splitting up that I've ever seen, the first feeling that happens in that beginning of a separation is, why can't they just be more like me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think about that so much, and it's really terrifying and unbelievably helpful. But to your point, to get that point in your marriage where you're like, oh, actually, hold on.
He's not supposed to be like me.
He's not supposed to be like me, you know.
And thank God he's not.
Yeah. Yeah. So to that point, how are y'all different? I mean, to your point about learning John, vice versa, this is who he is. But how do you feel like y'all are different from then, from, you know, 2006?
Oh, from when we started?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one, he doesn't We were just laughing the other day, like when we used to fight, and we used to fight a lot more when we were dating than we do now. But he would take days to get over a fight, and I would just be like, "Oh my god!"
Like Amy would want to like snuggle.
I would
as immediately soon as afterward. I'm like, "You are you a psycho? No, we're not touching skin to skin. Gross.
I remember
we can't do that now.
I remember when we got married, you did one of the times you're like, "I'm gonna." Sleep on the couch, and I was like, "You are not sleeping
that.
On the couch."
It was like Amy's like, she shut that down. She's like, "We're not doing that."
And if anyone out there is sleeping on the couch, that's fine. But I was like,
but I'm grateful for it because I was like, I'm just like, well, this is what I guess I you see it in
on
movies.
The movies.
Yeah.
We just had a big fight. You know, I'm gonna go sleep on the couch. Amy's like, "No, sir, we are sleeping in the same bed."
You don't have to touch me.
In fact, I'm going to go get a twin bed on Facebook Marketplace. And, we're sleeping in that.
Together.
Together. With the same pajamas.
So now that I've said it, I'm going to order on Amazon a huge pair of pajamas.
This is going to be expensive. It's an investment.
But let it be a lesson to us. Fighting costs money.
But now you don't take that long.
No.
You might take a half a day.
Ever see Johnny coming? You better get out of the way, cause he's the Johnny Mac, the Mac truck.
Hey Dave, let's brainstorm with me, okay? What is something that works so well that it's like magic?
Okay, air conditioning for sure.
Okay,
noise canceling headphones. People have said my hug.
Sure, I haven't heard that. But, okay.
Cheeseburgers that just have onions grilled right into them. Still don't understand anything about that.
Okay, well, hang on. What about selling on Shopify?
I feel like that's the best answer because Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
That's right. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Barely remember. It was so long ago for me. But Shopify is there to help you grow.
Whether you're selling silky sheets or hawking heavenly harps, I mean, do we have great writers, John? Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Whatever and whenever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to the other leading commerce platforms.
And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star.
Now, Dave, what I love about Shopify is that you can grow your average order value with the Shopify Bundles app. People love bundles, all right? That's where you can create and sell product bundles with ease.
Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify's the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/dadville, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/dadville now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/dadville.
Dave. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. John.
Yeah. What's up?
I got a level with you.
You look a little tired.
Yeah. Well, okay. He's off there. Let me say it first.
No. You get more handsome as you get more tired.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That actually explains a lot. I do feel like I need a break. And you know what that means? I could take some coffee. Let's get some coffee.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard you just say coffee. And guess what, Dave?
What?
My morning cup of Joe. Listen to this.
What?
Mmm.
Good gracious.
Is brought to you by... Let's sing it together.
Okay. Methodical Coffee has craft coffee and tea for people of all kinds, roasted, blended, brewed, served, and perfected by verified coffee and tea nerds. Just like you, Johnny.
Thank you, Dave. That's exactly right. And Methodical is not just the name of their business. It's their approach to everything.
And, John, the best in Methodical's coffees, would you tell them? Can we say it together?
I think it's our
The signature Dadville
blend.
We nailed
one
that.
One more time.
The signature Dadville blend. There we go. Dave,
yeah.
The Dadville blend, it's the fuel that gets me going every morning.
Yes.
Because it's filled with hints of chocolate, graham, brown sugar.
Mm-hmm. Methodical is on a mission to connect people to the beauty of life through coffee experiences for people like you, okay? Methodical's been roasting and hosting the old R&H, the Roast and Host, for over 9 years, and they offer a wide selection of coffees and teas that are complex yet easygoing.
Mm-hmm. Like now, on their website, you'll also find brew guides that'll teach you how to turn your coffee brewing chore into a beloved ritual. Craft a cup you'll love with Methodical Coffee. Also, get 10% off your first order of coffee or tea with the discount code
Dadville. Isn't it funny? I don't know what that is, because I'm the same as you. And I don't know if that's like an artist thing, an empathetic thing, if it's a male, I don't know, but it's funny that that's true of me and Annie too. She's so much more ones and zeros, and I'm like,
I just feel like, would you do this?
You know, right. And she's kind of like, can we sort of wrap this up at some point?
So are you
emotional?
Oh, yeah, literally. Can you just feel like maybe whatever the point is we're getting to, the quicker we can do that would be great.
Yeah.
For hangs over me too much.
I'm different in that way.
Like that. So to your point, that short, the sort of like aftermath has shortened that time.
Yeah.
Sort of like the post.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the reason is because Amy, I mean, one thing that I guess this answers the previous question, but I didn't expect being married to Amy, our marriage, to teach me so much about grace and forgiveness.
Hmm.
And I think because of that, because of Amy's amazing grace and forgiveness and acceptance, I've been able to shorten that time after a fight. Because I think at the root of that, after a fight back in the day, is total shame. It's just like, I'm the worst. I don't want you to touch me because I don't want to make you be around me.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to remove myself because I'm the worst. Mm. And I'm a four, so I'm like, I'm fine with being sad.
I'll live
here. I'll go be sad by myself.
I'm going to write a song about it.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I've got three pianos in here.
Yeah.
There's all kind of choices.
And I think the shame, learning that too also about him, that he's taking like some things where I'm like, well, I think is like a, oh, don't do that one thing. He takes it really to heart.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, no. I don't think anything of it, but learning that too, like maybe how I say things, or is this really a big thing that I want to bring up?
Yeah.
But the thing with me too is I cannot hold anything in. So if
like, praise the Lord.
But John is not that too. So we've had to learn.
I'm the opposite. I will keep it all in.
Just swallow it.
Yeah. And so, I'm always like, you never have to wonder if I'm mad.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right away when I'm mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But John, I feel like you're getting better too, right?
As far as you know.
Sweetie.
How do you feel like you're different?
Than I was?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was more insecure back then. And I think just over the years, I don't know. I mean, I think John makes me.
I wasn't great in the beginning. I think I didn't know. I did some things that looking back, I'm like, you idiot. This is so simple. Like, I could have made Amy feel a lot more secure in our relationship and in our marriage. I don't think I laid a good foundation in the beginning.
Well, from the crowd, I mean, from stage, dedicating the songs to girls in the crowd, I always thought was weird for you. But
sell that merch. That's the reason. You got to sell that merch.
You too. Did feel like a weird choice.
And Amy was selling the merch.
Ironically.
Here, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. You are cute. Okay, have fun.
Beautiful name.
Yeah. But he is like, I feel like that's how you're different. I mean, I don't know. Like, you are way different. He makes me feel so secure now. Like, the way he makes me feel now is, night and day. Like,
was that ever weird for you with shows and him? Like, because, one of the cool parts of y'all story is that, you for years were out with John playing shows. In fact, it's one of the things I love so much about y'all is that my memories of you guys early on are of you guys. Mm-hmm. It's very rarely just John. You know what I mean? And so, you know, be it shows together, whatever, it was like, you know, I was so used to being with both y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it ever weird for you to like sit and have to deal with, you know, adoring female fans for him, or was that always kind of
a little bit? Yeah. But mostly I loved it. I loved, and I'm sure Annie feels the same. I love when people love him.
Yeah.
Because I love him. You know, it's like.
And I ask that only because, again, you were just, you were at all those shows.
Right.
It wasn't like Annie, mm-hmm. where she'd be one every now and
right.
then.
Right. Yeah.
You know, you were, you know, however many nights you were playing, you were watching.
Yeah.
You
right.
know.
And I'm so many times I'm taking pictures of him and all the girl. Like, I'm the one taking the picture.
Yeah.
Or every now and then, but mostly
yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah.
But I loved it. And, but there are, of course, a few times where I'm like, I remember, like, I wasn't there. I don't know where I was, but like maybe he had a one-off and he had like handlers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember those.
Oh, here we go. Here we
no,
go.
But just like what I'm
imagining.
What I'm imagining, you know, there's a cute girl having to take him to his hotel, mm-hmm. to the venue. You know, I just remember being so much more, well, is she cute? Do you like her?
Which is so funny because I know you so well, Amy, and I can't imagine you doing that.
Right.
It just feels so far from your personality.
But back then, I think I was just like,
yeah.
Well, here we go. This is how it happens. And
here's the beginning.
Yep. So, and now I don't even ask who you saw. Oh, you know, it's just so different now.
Yeah.
And we always say, we're so thankful that I can... That I went on the road and I have those memories and I can see all the venues and what it's really like.
Well, it's seeing him in action too, just knowing him so well, knowing like, oh, this is what the day looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
I think is, it's so helpful.
And most of his fans are so sweet.
The best. Yeah.
Like, and I feel like love us and, mm-hmm. you know, I don't feel like.
Which is cool too, because people got to meet you collectively.
And I got to meet so many cool people and, you know, mm-hmm. That was such a special. And we even knew it in the moment. I feel like we knew, like, oh, this is so great that we get to do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that was so cool.
Yeah. And so many of my friends were like, oh, I could never do that. I could never go and do that. And I'm like, I think you could. I think.
Mm. Annie could.
I think she could.
I mean, Amy loves traveling more than anyone I know.
And I love the guys. You know, Luke, Dylan, Chad, Bob, like all of them. Like, I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And their wives. Yeah. It was just such a special.
It was such a great time. Oh, I miss
special
it
time.
So much.
So, yeah, some security now.
Okay.
And I think that's age and just how John makes me feel.
Yeah, like that's beautifully said. I love mm-hmm. that. That's great. Okay, so what? So this is a twofold question. What do you think each other's superpowers are that you envy the most as humans?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so just as humans, comma, as parents.
I mean, for like immediately, one of Amy's superpowers is her amazing ability to empathize with people, connect with people.
Yeah, she's amazing at that.
Yeah, I mean it's one of my favorite things about her. Like she truly you could line up every single person, every single friend acquaintance of Amy's, they would all say this about her. It's like it's just a superpower that she has. And I think people are so drawn to her, and she has such a like disarming energy, and her ability to actually this boggles my mind. Her ability to remember people, their names, the things that like their spouses, their kids, things that have happened recently with them. It's unbelievable.
I think a lot of women can do that.
Maybe not at that level, though. You and my mom share that superpower.
Really?
My mom, it's uncanny. It's the same. You do it, too. But I grew up with a mom who was like, if she walked past someone, she would remember their name. Mm-hmm. It was just like, bam. And then she'd be like, hey, do you remember your friend Jordan? Is he still, and are they moving? They did. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's got a 2- and a 3-year-old. I'm like, yeah. You know, it's that same thing where I'm just like, it's incredible. It's what a gift that is to mm-hmm. people, too. Because it just makes you feel so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the best part about it is that I think people can be can have that skill for different reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you can hone that skill for different reasons. Yeah. And I think you can have it for, you know, altruistic reasons and for selfish reasons. And,
or even just business reasons.
Yeah. And I think Amy's just genuinely comes out of a genuine just love for people.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's a people gatherer.
Yeah. Well, I love people. I think John has many. I think I love my first. Let me go with what he is as a dad that I wish I had. I wish I had his energy and his, like, and most things in life, but especially being the dad who's like, yeah, I'll go do that. Jump on the trampoline, you know, play the card game, play the, he's just so good. And, you know, he always talks about how he feels like he's not good at that, but he's so, I feel like he just, he has the energy to put into being with the girls. And I wish I had that. I wish I had a lot of his energy to do, you know, he's so good. At some point I'll say this, but, you know, he's so good at doing the laundry, the dishes, cooks, like he just does everything. Like he's so, you know, busy and all that. So it's so, I wish I had, I'm not that, like, we're opposite in that way. So I'm sure it's really hard for him to be married to me. But
he says that a lot on the podcast.
Not while we're recording, though.
But I also love how, like, non-judgmental he is of people. And I feel like he's, that's a superpower. Like, he sees all sides and really gives people the benefit of the doubt. And he's super funny. That's also a superpower. And he's super humble. I mean, I can say a lot of superpowers.
We have time. Keep going.
Just, let's give it five and just see what happens.
Okay. So
just,
babe, that's so sweet. I forgot to say yours as a parent. I mean, there's a lot of them. I feel like, I don't know if this is like, this is the one that I want to say probably because it is the thing that you do so well that I feel like I don't do super well. But I feel like you, our girls will never say, my mom just never knew what was really going on with me or whatever. Like, Amy cares about, and I mean, we all love our kids. We, like, I love my girls, but, and it's kind of the same, it's a similar strength with the non-parenting strength that I said, but like, she is in the nitty-gritty of like, what do my girls need today?
Yeah.
You know, be it like, you feel like one of them has been left out at school or something like that, and that's on your mind, or like, we got to get this grade up in school, and so I'm going to take them to the coffee shop every day after school, and we'll do a little like fun tutoring time, or, you know, just all that kind of stuff. You have no shortage of energy. Like, that takes a ton of energy to not only to do all those things, do what needs done, but also just that mental energy that it takes.
I may have more mental energy and you have physical energy. Maybe we're a perfect team.
So it works.
Perfect team. We're like the Captain Planet of parenting over here.
Okay. One more question before a really spectacular lightning round.
Okay.
Just warning y'all. How have you kind of hinted at this, Amy, but I want to hear more about this. But like, how do y'all feel like kids have impacted your marriage, and as John put so well, specifically y'all's kids?
I love kids.
But you can answer in twofold. Other people.
There's a kid down the street.
He is.
Who we love.
He has impacted us, our marriage.
Is it Sam? And how much it's he's Sammy. Stolen from y'all food wise?
It's taken. We've had to become closer just to figure out how to get more food.
Underwrite the food that Sam is stealing.
Makes me so happy when he eats our food.
Oh,
it does. I know.
Well, he is going to make you happy for a long time.
I genuinely mean this. Like when Sammy or any kid that we know walks into the house, like he comes over, puts the coat in the door, walks in the house. He might not even say hi to us.
Yeah.
And goes straight for the pantry.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any frozen mangoes?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Sam. whatever. Hey, buddy. So, again, let's just...
Did you refill?
I feel like yesterday I sort of hinted at that, and maybe you didn't.
Costco run this week, or no? And
you had to jump on the phone and just do a quick, like, you know.
It makes me so happy.
How has kids impacted our marriage? Well, in the beginning, like Amy said earlier, I mean, that's when it, like, you realize, okay, everyone was like, marriage is going to change your life. And it does, but it's not, we're always waiting for this seismic shift in the world. And it's like, no, now we're just like, you know, we live in the same house now, you know. But then when you have kids, it's like, okay, yeah, kids change everything, you know. And it's just, they're just like, you know, you're not getting any sleep. You're getting, I mean, there was a time where we were like, I think half of the fights that happen in the first couple months of having kids are literally just because you have a kid screaming in your ear, one of us.
Yeah.
So I can't hear what you're saying. So we're already yelling at each other, and then I can't hear you. And I'm like, I'm not going to repeat it a third time.
Yeah.
And it's like, what, we're not even fighting, but we're fighting right now.
Your tone is very rude right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that gives you a little hurdle to get over. But, I mean...
I would say just... No, finish what you're saying. You might lose it.
I was just going to say... I will not lose this. I'll never forget this.
Okay.
We have talked about this on this podcast before. And again, this sounds hyperbolic and cliche at the same time. It's 1,000% true. In Indianapolis, December 2012, when Luca was born, it was just like, Amy, I felt like I was an assistant on the sidelines, a little terrified, and just like, when she points at me, I'll go get whatever she needs or whatever. It was just like Amy was like in her zone. She was just born to be a mom. And I loved seeing her holding Luca. And it just felt like divine, you know.
And I want to give you credit, though. I feel like sometimes when you say that, you hear some other people talk and they're like, the dad's not involved, doesn't change a diaper, doesn't like. Even though it may not have seemed natural, you totally faked it. It looked like you were. I mean, you were up at night. You are changing the diapers. You are doing everything. So, you were in it with. It wasn't like I didn't feel like you were my little helper. I felt like.
Well, anything that was like a task, that I was like, I can do that. I'll change a diaper. I can, you know, get up and do a little. Feeding thing, I can, you know, and it did feel natural. I remember the first morning that we woke up in our house with Luca. Mm-hmm. I was making breakfast and I cracked an egg with one hand while holding Luca.
See?
And I was like, I am crushing this. But I think it's like the spiritual connection that you had with Luca that I think takes a minute.
That was like one of the best things that ever happened is Jeremy Cowart, who had kids way before the rest of our friend group with Shannon. I remember him kind of telling us as we were starting to have kids, the rest of the group, he's like, hey, just a heads up. There's going to be a few months potentially where you're going to feel like this kid doesn't even know I exist. What are we doing? Mm-hmm. There's probably going to be some jealousy with you and your wife. But it changes, I promise. Mm-hmm. And that is still, to this day, top three parenting
what you say.
Advice is
pieces of advice
that I've ever been given. Because that moment, you know, like you said, you have like a month and a half in, you're like, this is like, this is sad to say, but I'm getting nothing from this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, at least the mom is feeding her, there's so much interaction, even not even at the, as you said, the whatever connection level is yet of like the baby, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just like, oh my God, as a dad, you're like, what are we doing here? It's just full service. It's like no kickbacks at all, you know, which is selfish to say, but it's true. It's like, you're not even getting a little bit of like, well, but she'll look up at me and smile and then, you know, I power through. It's like, no, she's like, please let go of me.
Where's mom?
Where's mom?
Yeah.
I feel like kids change like little practical things. Like you can't just walk out the door.
Yeah.
You can't just, yeah. It's like planning so much. I remember like if the girls are both at a friend's house and we're going to go do something, we're like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. Like yeah. Everything was so easy. Like packing, leaving the house, all these things. Kids just, you know, we're starting to get like out of that a little bit though. Mm-hmm. But it's still, you're still not as fast if it's just the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, man.
But there's nothing, and, you know, I feel like that brings you guys, you know, people together like your kids. Like
yeah.
This common little, whether it be amazing or hard, like we're doing this together. Like this is our. Mm-hmm.
But something that y'all do that I think is, I admire so much, like you were saying with y'all's walks, is I feel like y'all do a really good job of being together. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, not just, yeah. You know, the thing that I think we all fear mm-hmm. as parents on some level, and maybe even not, it may be just subconscious that once the kids go, it's like, oh boy, what's going to happen with me and yeah. my spouse, you know?
Yeah,
I think
you hear that. Yeah.
Y'all do a great job.
I think that's
of,
top know. Of mind for me.
Well, and which you kind of admitted earlier. And I think yeah. and if there's a good part of that, because there is a silver lining, it's that yeah. it makes you think, and let's go on walks, let's catch up, let's go get a mm-hmm. lunch date. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're keeping... As much as it may be motivated in some ways by some fear, it's also a really helpful thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To
yeah.
to
and I'm on the
that.
Other end, like how I said earlier, where I'm like, we're going to be so
those
great. We're going to travel. We're going to go see them. Then we're going to go travel. I'm just thinking, I love spending all my time with them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love my girlfriend to need them and love that. But I love, you know, like I feel so grateful that, and someone back in the day said that too. Like, do you enjoy spending time yeah. with your
yeah.
boyfriend or fiance or whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, I do. I really enjoy him. And so, and I know I'm lucky. I don't think everyone feels that way. So.
Yeah. But some of that's because, you know, y'all do a good job of fostering
right.
that. I mean,
right.
I really do make time for each other. And, you know, it's never like, I never smile harder at y'all than when y'all are walking by on a walk and I can see you like really talking.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. You know, you're kind of at a good pace, like good little clip, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
We're kind of do this.
Like there's Amy's using her hands a lot. Okay. Lightning round. And like what it's called, it's the lightning
it's
round.
So
and I have some curveballs.
Ooh.
You thought it was all right. Just something you knew and you prepared for the
you
wrong
know how
questions.
Much I love baseball.
So I want you to not think much and you both have to or not just like go as quick as you can. I mean, don't let's
at
not
the
get
same
ridiculous.
Time.
No.
Okay.
So there's a few of these.
Okay.
Remember, just go with what your heart says. Favorite Dadville host, go.
Amy.
Dave.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have Jason edit out the... okay, this is a fun one to me. What's the job that the other could do amazingly other than what they currently do?
Oh.
Wait. Like the job when it comes to like...
What's a job that John could mm-hmm. do other than what you do? What's a job that Amy could do other than what she does?
I mean, Amy could definitely be... A therapist.
Hmm. Oh, that's cool.
It would benefit the world. It might take her down, though.
Oh, what a great comment.
Because she carries
the empath. Yeah, it'd be potentially too much.
Yeah, I don't know how they do
it. I think you would come home after day one and you would just pass out.
Yeah. Every job has its muscles you have to have, right? Every job.
Right.
You know, that one for that job fascinates me, though. Mm-hmm. Like, because we have a lot of friends that do that. And it's, I'm like, how are you smiling at dinner?
I know.
You know?
Yeah, you would have to have that empathy. I don't know. Maybe you don't have to have the empathy. Maybe you would just need to have, like, the knowledge and then some level of apathy.
Well, and not to be cheesy, but for those who are people of faith, I would think that. Some point you have to believe God is going to take care of everything.
Right.
It's not he sees fit and it's not on me. Yeah. Okay. Therapist, Amy.
Well, I think I would always, when we do talk about this, it's like, oh, you should be a realtor or whatever. But I don't think that. I'm thinking like something that you could just, since you're a little workhorse, like what could you do? Like a little like clean the yard. You could be like a lawn. Or like, you know what I mean? Like, like something where you, like, he's like, oh, the backyard's driving me crazy. He goes out and he does something about it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that is something I admire a lot about you, John.
He just
you are like
does
a
things.
Hustler.
So I'm like, what? I don't know what that would be. You're a hustler.
It's kind of, I mean, not to sound cheesy, but it's kind of anything. I mean, that is a very it's a pretty amazing trait. Yeah, it's like,
but
just
you
something
gotta
that
learn
was
to...
without the skill.
Yeah.
I got the energy, though.
The tenacity's there, which is all you need.
Like, when we used to play indoor soccer, he'd be like, I don't ever play soccer. He would, it's like, he just has the
hustle.
It's
an amazing trait. It's an incredible trait.
Yeah, I feel like it bleeds into everything. Yeah. So, I don't know what that is, but.
So, professional soccer player. That's what I'm going to
be. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah. That's me, too. Okay. Quirkiest trait of partner.
Oh, my.
Oh, wait, I want to think about this, because this is one of those questions that, like, later on tonight, I'll be like, oh, why didn't I say this thing that you do?
Can we come
back to it?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll even take cutest, or like, you know, it doesn't have to be like, oh, that's kind of
quirky.
Yeah, yeah. It can be cute. It can be like, oh, but this is sort of a similarist question. So we're not really getting out of the depths yet. What is something... What's something that people don't know about John? What's something people don't know about Amy?
That he's very clean and organized.
That is one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite quirks about him.
And tidy.
But do you like that?
What, he didn't say like it. He just said, what? Okay. What does someone...
That's true. That wasn't part of the question.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do like it. I always say we get into fights about it, but I would much rather you be tidy and all that than a slob. No offense to slobs out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You have other giftings.
Yeah.
Man, Amy.
I'm so nervous.
I was going to say, first thing that came to my mind was like, this woman can make, she should be, this should be your job that you could do. You could be a professional curator of charcuterie boards.
No, everyone
can
do that
now. But
then
I was like, no, that's not the thing. I don't know that people know the depth of love that you have for 90s R&B.
That is, yes. Yes.
That is like...
I was listening to it on my way here.
It is. For everybody who's listening, I want to co-sign with John on this. Like, it is one of my favorite traits of Amy
We bond
McLaughlin.
Over it.
Like, you don't understand how much this woman loves 90s R&B.
And I know. I love 90s. I know. So we... Like some the hits and stuff like that. Like I love but there'll be some songs that Amy will be like, you know this song. Wait till it gets to the chorus. You know, and she's singing along and she's like, oh, this is seventh grade, whatever, you know. And then I'm like, I've never heard this song before in my life.
You're also younger though, so maybe
that's true. I'm quite a bit younger.
We can, if you want, now we can, because I've only got one more question. We can circle back to quirkiest, but we can also play that as those can double as those answers too, kind of.
Okay.
Dealer's choice. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Because I feel like there's a great answer for the quirkiest, but I'm like under pressure. And I'm like, I'm not going to think of the answer that I want that is the right answer. And I'm going to think of it tonight.
Okay. Well, let's
One thing that Amy does.
Uh-oh.
Here
it comes.
Here we go.
She will take, like, if she's making dinner, you know what I'm going to say?
No, but I'm nervous.
She's making dinner, which Amy's an amazing cook. Hmm. She'll, like, take the cap off the olive oil, and put some olive oil in there, and she'll take the cap, and she'll just set it on top of the bottle.
This is his OCD thing.
And not screw it down. It'll
don't.
Just be sitting on the bottle.
Oh, man.
I might need it in a minute.
This is, I know I'm going to do these two, and you may change them, but mine would be for Annie Knight, because she has a few of them, which I've already sort of stored up. But one of them, she will not throw away. She will not throw away half drunkened cans of anything.
She'll just set it.
And I will go, hey, this, she's like, yeah. And I'm like, why didn't you throw it away? She's like, because it's still half, I'm like, you're not, this is 4 days old. Like, she won't do it. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
Because she doesn't want to waste it, maybe?
She has I just assume there's trauma there. I don't even know how you can have trauma.
You don't
but
even
I'm like,
want
there's
it.
Something deeply wrong with this scenario. Yeah, anyway.
Now, that reminds me of, I feel like this isn't the bullseye of an answer, but Amy won't throw anything away if our children have touched it or breathed
yes,
on it.
Yes,
that's not true. I'm
yes.
so good about
she
that now.
She will be like,
babe, I have a...
I'm saving that for the memory box.
Yeah, and the box is that big, and that's through fifth grade from birth.
But you don't want to get rid of anything.
Yeah, but I do.
I just need things to spark memories for me. That's why I keep those, truthfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll see it and be like, oh, I forgot that they, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to want that one day. When they're out of the house, we're going to want to go through those. And you're going to be like, so glad.
That's true.
I can't think of a quirk right now.
You know what one of mine is for John is when you lick your fingers when you're playing piano. I think that's really fun.
Mm, yeah. It's totally not necessary.
But it's fun. Fine. Okay.
I'm going to think of Amy's, and then I'll just say it in a future episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Me too.
I'll stop our guest.
And say,
it'll be
it's funny you asked.
Apropos of nothing.
It's funny you asked, Dave. Wait, what?
I guess I'd say my wife's quirkiest trait.
Our guests are just sitting there staring.
Okay.
Okay. Final question. You know, this is coming, John. If you guys wrote a book on marriage, what would it be called?
Oh.
This is kind of on John, because he knew this was coming.
Yeah.
I think I would title it Simple Things.
Oh.
Babe, that's great. Tell the I said not viewers, the listeners, your advice.
Because
you have great
my
advice.
Is for any married couple. I would say you just figure out what your spouse, couple things that they love, like that are important to them, to spout off a couple. Amy has said to me, when I take the trash and the recycling out, and then our little trash thing, like when you pull it out, it's clean. And she's like, I just love that. So, and I hate taking the trash out. I mean, if it's like a bad day, it's rainy, I got to walk through my backyard. I don't want to do it. But I'm like, this is such a simple thing.
Yeah.
And it means something to her.
I love that. That's really
sweet. It means more to her than it means to me
to
not do it.
Yeah.
Little things like that.
That's really cool.
I think if you could just focus a few little things.
Just a couple things a day.
It's pretty true.
Do one thing a day.
It's really true.
And it means so much. Mm. It doesn't take a lot of energy.
Yeah.
God, that's good. Jeez, John.
Simple things.
Yeah.
I also want to say I heard this from your guys' podcast.
She does.
Long-time listener.
She does listen.
Uh-huh. I think it was when Johnny Swim Abner, when he was talking about he and Amanda, and he was saying we're both the babies of the family. Or youngest.
Oh, yeah.
And we talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
Because I think when he said that, I said, I do think that's also why we work. He said we're both flexible or bendable or something. And being babies of the family, that's just kind of what you've grown up doing. And so I feel like.
And we're both the babies.
We're both the babies. And so we both bend a lot. We can. Not
bendable.
That, bendable.
That's a good title.
The bendable. But
bendable,
you have to be the babies.
Great. Yeah.
Bendable babies.
Now that's not going to sell as
really?
Much. Just a thought. Just a heads up. Probably won't make this.
Bendable baby.
Thank you guys for doing this. This was wonderful.
Thank you,
this
Dave.
Was so fun to be the guest.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I can't wait for
I can't wait to interview you.
I'm not doing it. Dadfish.